Inventing the World of O by Bean Aurelian. I am the cruelest of them all. By morning I watched the narrator as he killed himself. It was beautiful. I see him dangling peacefully on the limb above the pond, his tiptoes bathing in the dark water. The narrator does not breathe anymore. There is no life in him. Everything around him found its voice now. The limb, the rope around his neck, the pond beneath him. The narrator's last will was to tell this story. By all existing voices he had chosen mine. My voice to give you the word of his death. I stand under the tree and look up to the dangling body above me. On the right side, there is a footbridge made of stone. On the left, the narrator sticks like a branch of the tree into the water. In the space between, I see my shade reaching out on the silent surface. The narrator once told me that it is possible to tell another man's story, but I am merely a boy, so I cannot be sure. My feet begin to tremble. I have to sit down and wait for the moment to move on. It takes some time before I can remember how to stand again. It takes even more before I can do it. The wind lets the narrator's body begin to swing. The dawn is coming. I stare up to the narrator's wide-opened eyes. My heart pounds. Yet I have not realized that I have not spoken at all. But more and more I'm aware of becoming the voice of the untold story. I am becoming the voice of a narrator running through the wilderness, created by a creature that sits behind a typewriter, who is high on words he's beating on the paper. Soon, I will be transformed from a booze-cruising, raving reveler into an inventor. The inventor of the world of O. And all it takes was a snap, the sound of a broken neck to start a story.